Radio Pulpit 657 AM, your daily companion.
Ulwazi oluthe vetshe, impilo engcono nothando oluthe gabalala. Radio Pulpit 657 AM, umhlobo wakho wemihla ngemihla.
Yebo kunjalo, singomngani, singomsizi wansuku zonke, your daily companion. Kule ntambama ke ngikanye no Brother John Sema, ngikanye no Master Dituba Futhani, ngikanye no Pastor Lisiba Legodi, kanye no Pastor Patrick Mukhoko, sizobuka indaba ye tithe bazalwane. Tithani einkonzweni bazalwane. Lithini iBhayibheli? Yeah, kune voice note lana barutiki kopa re utlwele ngiyacabanga ukuthi mhlambe the previous guest, but iting jengi itlale ngoba seyingenile la emoyeni.
Dumela sisibahle le ausilele ka mo.
Oh.
E abuang ke mahlomla silwane.
Mhm.
Nane ke batla go tshofela kere bana ba modimo, we need to pray for our kids. Na I believe re le batho ba etsang ba ripa le bona they are not normal. So Lebona, they are demon possessed. Lebona, they have been victims. Once somebody has been victimized, most of the time, however, they are victims. They continue the cycle by victimizing other people. So tabayari is a very painful thing, but a transfer is a whole. They are victims as well, and they are not normal. There is no normal man who can rape a child. I don't care if that child has got a big body or what. As long as there's something wrong with you. So, but most importantly, now I believe it's a kitabaya moya baye ne kitabaya moya bazalwan. Agarapeleng bana ba rona, agarapeleng balekan ba rona, le rona re ithapeleng, agarapeleng tshabaka kakaretso. Ke a leboa ausi bahlele ausilele. May God bless you.
God bless you. Ke a leboa hantate. Eish, le nto ikhulumayo. Yeah. Ngempela kudingeka umkhuleko. Kumele sikhuleke singaphezi bazalwana. Siyeni kuma war room wethu sikhulekiseni le ndaba. Okay, isikhathi sithi 16:04 njoba ngishilo ke ukuthi nginabafundisi ngala. Brother John Dumela.
Lega auswaga.
Riteng.
Riteng.
Ke thoma ka bane ke na le bona last week.
Yeah. Thank you.
Mr. Dituba.
Hi, my sister, how are you?
I'm well, and how are you?
I am completely at peace. Good to see you again.
Good to see you.
Sure.
Okay. Ngikanye futhi la si joine ngu Pastor Patrick Mukhoko. Muruti, dumela.
Dumela. Le kae?
Re teng Muruti.
Re teng.
You know, if sizoba nawe kokuqala, sizo singathanda ukuthi sikwazi. Remotsebe Pastor Patrick hore ke mang so ka ba dumedisa ko gae, and then briefly nje re botse hanyane ka Pastor Patrick.
Oh, na ke Muruti Mukhoko ke kopan le ntate Sema mo Facebook.
Okay.
And then a ona ntere sanga nyisa nka yo rena le a re dumela nika se. And
yeah,
umbitsa Pastor controversial.
Okay.
Are so when they passed that in so controversial or something. Yeah, so I could say maybe I shouldn't even be calling myself a pastor. I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Muruti o tlhaga le kokai?
Ke tswa ke dilo mo Proclamation Hill mo Pretoria West.
Okay.
Eh.
Ke go goletseng ko teng.
That's right.
Okay.
Eh.
Moruti o merit bana?
Ke merit ka bana ba bedi ba le seng le re fentse. Ke merit to Yvonne Mukhoko.
Yeah.
Ke tshepa o mametse ke mkhopetsa mamelo la ikutlipila mara ke mkhopetsa ra mamelo.
Eh. Okay, hore atlo athike mo go tshantseng athike mo teng.
Le yena a dumelane le nna mo ntotseng a.
Okay. A re tla ka mo ka mo Pastor Legodi. Pastor Legodi dumela.
Thobela le kae?
A o re gona.
A o re bana.
Ehe.
Muruti Legodi is a still a young man in the location called Mamelodi in Mamelodi East.
Yeah.
Pastoring a church called House of Influencers. I met Mr. John or Pastor John Go Skolo. He was my lecturer when I met him.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was lecturing me in PR, public relations.
Wow.
Yeah, and we just loved each other from there.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm a young man married to one wife, having two kids, a boy and a girl. Nzalo le motheo le godi. Yes.
So originally khae ke kai?
Originally I'm a Mamelodian ke ngwana ko kasi ya Mamelodi ko holela kasi. Jason Gregory Straten tsa Mamelodi.
Okay. O le betso ba botsa gore wa pere pila yang.
Oh.
Aba u bole ke na ke nna matlo a bona.
Awari ya lobo.
Okay, siphezwe kwendaba lana bazalwane siboka indaba ye tithe. Mhlambe before sizoqhubeka nokuy unpacker. Ithi ngiqale ngomfundisi Mkhoko kanye nomfundisi Legodi sizwe from kubona ukuthi bona ithithe bay understand kuyini. Pastor Patrick Mkhoko, ithithe ke ing?
Ya ithithe neile it's a past tense neile khwerano emudimo na ire le bana ba Israel.
Okay.
Aba buditse gore ba thithe ka ing? Ba tightening ya moghele ke ma.
Okay.
Ke khwerano ya khale mahareng ha modimo le bana ba Israel ne le molao. I know somebody agalika ho agiwa ka taba ya Abraham, but tithing ne le molao.
Okay.
It was a law. Tithing was a law that God had le the children of Israel.
So ha isa apply mona kong ya yano.
If we apply, then it's fine. Then we'll have to say the law applies. Then remain and then we say all the 613 laws really put into practice. Mara, as far as I know, unless somebody am botakam khomong, khonabe anong Apostle Paul says, whatever you have decided, go high, khor otlofana kayona. Are God loves a cheerful giver.
Okay.
He didn't say God loves a cheerful tither. He said God loves a cheerful giver.
Mm-hmm.
And I take it hore hegetswa mogatjo eno ke tla be le re no maybe pamponse ntwengwe next time bone, but as far as I know tithe Modimo made it very clear hore batho ba the recipients, the collectors sa yona nele ba malifi. And we don't have Levites today.
Okay.
And but one of our tithes is the Levites.
Mm-hmm.
Even the book of Hebrews, Hebrews chapter 7, it was the Levites. And in order to be a Levite, you had to come from the tribe, the bloodline, Aaron.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But Levi, give one of ba ne ba amogela dithaitse because Modimo are ha ba fa lefatshe nako a segela ba bang lefatshe bona ha ba fa.
Okay, so ha nka botsa fela and then ya nna karabo e khutswane fela, should we continue go dikerekeng re tithe or not?
Hai ba moruti wa gago is a Levite o ka nna wa mofa tithe, but God made it very clear.
Okay.
For the Levites should collect tithes. But however, Murita Hogelkekili Levite is from the bloodline Aaron. Ogana Mufa tithe. The tithing, Eru Angam Kregeng Hanabernung, Haikom Dimu, asiam, that's why even Ubangwalamo Umflopom, Patrick Mokoko, unsi the tithe. Would you think Horange Biagumudimu Murimu Naga save or Patrick Mokoko unsi Chaletana? So, asiam Dimu, that's why even they keep record. They keep record, but keep a record for administration purposes.
Okay.
Why is anu idin kafela chelte eo denra raela chalagamo? And from when money a tithable commodity because tithes were from produce of the land.
Mm.
So let's give cheerfully.
Mm-hmm.
If we tithe, yar limit, yar 10, mm-hmm. ar 10, 20, 30, even 100%. Because kheraka mula is so strict and so binding and so restricting that haba lensa 10%, go ya ka mula wantsa 11% o robile mula.
Okay. Sure. Okay, so ngamafuphi nje uthi it tight bokuyinto ya ku Old Testament oku ukuthi esikhatini samanje ayisenziwa the way beyenzwa ngakhona ku the Old Testament.
That's right.
Okay. Eri kutle Pastor Legodi, what's your take kuloko umfundisi aqedwe ukusho manje?
I hear him, and you know he makes beautiful things in his statement.
Yeah.
The other thing is that the scripture he mentions in the book of Hebrews 7, it mentions or it records a historical fact that tithe was before the law.
Mm.
And if it was before the law, it means it will also live outside of the law. And that is why when Jesus was rebuking the Pharisees, he did not rebuke them for not tithing. He was rebuking them that while they were tithing, they were still hypocrites.
Mm.
And so this tells me tithe will still outlive the law. It's existing outside of the law. So tithe should not only be said or because only Levite, then because Arama Juta, why Rera? So we can't do mathematics, but what happens on the left-hand side must also apply on the right-hand side. And Paul comes and also says, the letter killeth, but the spirit gives life.
Mm.
Meaning what Jesus did there, ha breathed upon the apostles, he was still giving them the right. Yeah, or they can still function, they can still have tithe, because if Rera tithe, we have nullified everything that Jesus said. Jesus says, I have come to fulfill the law.
Yeah.
So we then have to maneuver very carefully, because the modern day teaching, retaitha 100%. It sounds quite nice, and you know, ikawiro rudumora halena getlansa 100%. But nete kuhuri taithi also idila lepilu ya muthu. You know, everyone who says we should tithe 100% or we should give 100%, they are a clear sign of what the Bible talks about. Most of the people who say such things, they hardly even do 100% of what the scriptures would require from them. So for me, tithe will then have to deal with most of us, because tithe, I still believe in what the Bible says. Tithe it will be formulao. And if it will be formulao, Paul nabole like a giving, not tithing. Har giving are okaniye like whatever you have prepared. He was right. Giving, you can give with whatever you have prepared. I can come and give with my whole salary. So that is giving.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but when we come to tithe, it means I have to then take from my salary 10%. And here re riska tithe ka chelete, ona le batho ba nga bana plus. Meaning bagas to ileba bagaslisi com and a comulona reira 10% of ya mar kirore heri lata kamalao error if kinalidi komute 10 what's a guy from zona gidi sako cracking and alone lady sako cracking tabebari was an elegant on at 10 kar are under malao. So tithing, it still exists. Tithing, whether you are a Levite or not today, the Bible says we are a spiritual Israel. And God had said, Mrena Jesu Hatama in the book of Ephesians chapter 4, he has left some as apostles, some as, you know, prophets, some as evangelists, pastors, and teachers. So all these people were given a right by Mrena Jesu to come and become the leaders of his flock.
Mm-hmm.
And the word pastor there means he's the one who's leading the flock. He's the one who'll be receiving tithing. So we have to maneuver carefully when we are talking to the body of Christ, because now the modern day has made us feel like we should not tithe. And if what the Bible is saying, then recluse the Old Testament, the New Testament. And the New Testament, mention about Abraham. Anything that has to do with them, it has to be taken out. Resaleka, what the Bible is saying in the New Testament.
Mm-hmm.
Meaning we'll have to move from there and move forward. So I still believe, we have to tithe. Everyone born again Christian who is under the lordship of Jesus must still tithe.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Brother John, I can let you go in. Yeah.
Yeah, if you remember very well.
Yeah.
Excuse me. Last week, when we closed the discussion for that period, the agreement was that today we'll delve deeper into. In fact, we planned to close it so that we can now talk about the implications of either paying or not paying tithe.
Mm-hmm.
So I hope we will go there.
Yeah.
My understanding on the presentations that have been made already now, my view on this is that, the argument from Pastor Mokgoko is that we are not Levites, and therefore we cannot prescribe as to who should be paying tithe or who should be accepting tithe. And then Pastor Nohoji has also mentioned some very quite interesting facts. But my belief is that I think we really need to premise our discussion on the fact that all of us today, we are adopted children of God. If you read the book of John, the Bible says now, and it says he came to his own, but his own did not receive him. But as many as received him, to them he called sons of God. Meaning, we originally were not part of that, but we were adopted because we received him. His own were, he refers to Jews of those times. We all know that Jesus Christ was rejected and all that. So my understanding is that if scriptures talks about or whatever that has been said there and the laws that prescribes how we should conduct ourselves, we also need to know that it refers to us today as born again Christian. So I wanted to deal with that first. Now secondly, my take on that is going to be anchored on a favorite scripture of mine, which is Matthew chapter 23, verse 23. When you go to that verse, the Bible says you are paying tithe and then you are neglecting some of the important laws.
Mm.
And then he continues to mention those laws that needs to be accommodated in our walk with Christ.
Mm.
And then he closes the argument by saying you don't have to neglect either of these laws, meaning that the tithe issue should also be part of our Christian walk.
Mm-hmm.
We need to embrace tithe and also embrace other important laws in that in that argument. That's my take on that. I don't think we should say this one because it's in the New Testament, therefore we can no longer be applying Old Testament. Because if I were to ask you, Ausbuche, we are now in the new dispensation of grace. But there is no verse whatsoever. Even Paul, the very same Paul that was quoted now, Paul says, should we continue living in sin because the grace abounds? No, we don't do that. We live according to standard that has been set from the beginning. And then where we fail, we don't use scriptures to absolve ourselves from responsibilities. So that's my take on that. I'm not sure if whether I'm making sense, Ditupa.
Mr. Ditupa?
Yeah, I'm not responding to his question about whether or not he's making sense.
Yeah.
I think Ausbuche, we need and fellow discussants, I think we need to acknowledge hore we are where we are today. Kabakala hore the Bible in the New Testament is visibly silent on the subject tithe.
Yeah.
That is why we are having this discussion, this debate. And for me, it's going to be an ongoing theological debate because of this silence in the New Testament. And due to this silence, so what now the Bible does, it creates multiple interpretations and inferences, hore, you know, Jesu ona halimela na Jesu Christe did not explicitly discontinued the practice of tithe ona halimela. We are
we are trying to insert the continuance and continuation of tithe in the New Testament based on the where it is mentioned, kwale le kwale. But if we are to be honest, the practice of tithe in the New Testament was never taught and was never enforced. So because it was never enforced, or it's not even mentioned, mentioned in the sense that it should be continued. So this leaves us with this debate, Yahore. What inference can we make out of this visible silence, New Testament, the continuation of the practice, tithe? And I do agree with Pastor Lehodi Hore, the practice of tithe preceded the Levitical dispensation, indeed. And what will further compound this discussion, Gehore, where do we want to start the discussion? Because how you go Melchizedek, and then Olibella, how Abraham tithed, there was no instruction from God or from anything that imposed on Abraham to tithe. The Bible doesn't tell us how he was instructed to tithe, because we assume there was no law, any law that would necessitate Hore Abraham a tithe. And then you go again to Genesis chapter 28 verse 22, Morbonang Jacob will a tithe. After Mudimu Amuta Hore, I'm going to bless you and make nations out of you and so on. Bible Ibulela Hore, Jacob said, Hore, if God will fulfill all these promises, I'm going to give a tenth. So from that we can infer, Hore, there's a sense in which Honale a voluntary form of tithe, in the sense that Nehosena any clear instruction Hore that informed Abraham and Jacob Hore about tithe. They tithed voluntarily. That was before the Levitical law. So if Rinakaho Tolapilika this discussion, do we want to base it on the pre-Levitical dispensation, or Rinakaho Statako the Levitical dispensation, and then continue up until Malachi, which has become the stronghold, those who are for the continuation, tithe? And I think we need to ask ourselves, what are the functions, and maybe to borrow Muruti's past tense, what were the functions of tithe? And then are there tithe-specific blessings such that those who do not tithe will not be eligible to receive those blessings because of a tithe? Are there blessings that are specifically meant for tithers, and they lehoring a normal believer who doesn't tithe will not be able to access? And then also let's look at different forms of tithe that in my view exist in the Bible.
Okay. Maybe re boele hape ko wena ne Muruti Mokgoko. Gona le question mone. Are sis mo are high sis bahle. Please ask your guests to quote scriptures to support what they are saying, ne? And then aboa hape are, how do they know that tithe pre-existed before the law?
Yeah, we know because he mentioned Atabaya Abraham. But here's a problem. If I were to give you from my 100 rand, if I were to give you 10 rand, am I tithing to you? Okay, maybe because I gave you a tenth, I'm tithing. But is it on a regular basis? Now, Abraham tithed to Melchizedek. No doubt about it. The scripture says so. But now it was a once-off thing. That is number one. Number two, he tithed with the loot, not his salary, not his own personal possession, nothing, with the spoils of the war. Number three, it's not recorded anywhere in the Bible where Abraham came back to tithe. Number four, what we do not mention as Baruti, is Abraham was left with nothing, because even that which was left, he gave it back to the defeated king. He was now we shouldn't even try to imitate Abraham in this manner. We shouldn't, let's not go even try to go there, because I will tell you that, okay, I'm going to rob a bank, then I'll give 10% of the loot to whoever. Abraham is out of question. Number two, Murutu Agamo mentions Jacob. I like what Jacob says here. Jacob says, if, it's a condition he's giving to God, if you bless me, what does that tell us? It tells us that God should give him whatever he's demanding first. Then he will. But that's not what the pastors preach today. From the 31 wa tithe. No. Tithing shouldn't be from poverty. It should be out of abundance. Hagnale extra abundance. A person onanali di komute 9. Not nasa tithe, because there is no tenth of 9. Nasa tithe. And it was not the first tenth that was supposed to be tithe. It was the tenth that was supposed to be tithe. So, coming back to your question, we cannot justify anything before the Levitical law. It doesn't fit.
Murut, are you pastoring a church?
Yes.
Okay. Go kereking ba tithe?
Ngababulaya.
So
you know, interestingly,
yeah,
the way we are so indoctrinated that this thing here tithe. Somebody came to the church, then Ramutalo says, "Are mo are tithe." You know that person left. Are o graviani bless him because are tithe. He left. The people are so indoctrinated to an extent that Libanaba Skolo ka pocket money. They want to tithe because they feel that there's this fear. Yahor no extra tithe, I won't get the blessing. Therefore, I must buy these blessings. God will bless me on condition I tithe. It's wrong.
Okay.
We need to get the clear that thing out of our minds.
So ntho e ke batlang ho understand hape ke gore ka mo kerekeng like ho tsuma mabone dilo tse di tlhokagalang mo kerekeng le direka yang ge go snat any tithe etswang.
We have cheerful givers. We have people at Rangwa High a lugise pelo high or no. Nna go go neela na ka bokana.
Okay.
Yeah, muruti ke bona hantsi le rera mo le nwa metsi a ra ka kamang. Can it be my duty gore ke le rekele metsi ao? Muruti ke bona le festirela le crackile and it's been a while. Can I fix it? Not from tithes were meant for the orphans, the passerbys, the foreigners, the widow. It was never meant gore ke lukise mafestirelo re tshumi mabona.
Wow. So, I don't even know how to get.
I'm sorry.
You feel unschooled.
So, Brother John?
Yeah, no. I think we have, in my view, I think we have exhausted it now.
Yeah.
If you allow me, can we now talk about, because obviously there's two groups. There's others who believe in the paying of tithe, of which I believe that if they believe in that, like my pastor has already said, that there is a popular belief that if you don't tithe, there are certain consequences that will accompany you. I'm not sure if whether they will come after life or even when you are still alive, but the most important thing that is emphasized in our churches is that if you don't tithe, there's certain things that will happen to you, of which I don't think are good things, of which it will propel people to give out of fear, not out of
love.
So now we wanted to delve deeper today as to what are implications of non-tithers, and maybe to say what are also benefits of those who do not tithe, so that we can actually outline that. Because the question is, Pastor Mokoko, the most fearful thing that we are made to believe is that if a person is not paying tithe, if he dies now, then
he goes to hellfire.
Yeah, he could be going there. Mm-hmm. So I'm happy that we've got bishops in the house. Can you maybe try to tell us as to what will happen if a person dies without paying tithe?
Mm.
No, that's quite interesting. I think the issue of eternity, I think we would always leave it in the hands of God. And I'm going to come back to why I say so. You know, the issue of grace is something else. But in terms of what Mrut was saying next to me, he spoke on, you know, what we could be talking about in terms of the blessings or the attachment of a blessing in regards to, you know, tithing. And I think that is something maybe I would want to look at. And obviously the scripture references would be more deeper or more in a side of the Old Testament. And we'll debate on that one. It's quite interesting. Because in the book of Malachi, I mean chapter 3 verse 10, that's where we get what the blessing is of tithing. Mm-hmm. And as Muruti on that side is saying, where tithe was supposed to be for orphans, I can tell you now that there is a church I know. But there is a church I know in Mamelodi where the tithing of the church is serving to an orphanage, to an old age.
Mm-hmm.
They take nothing from tithing.
Wow.
So it's either this church is in the old, I know, but the what I've seen God do for that church, in most of what we see in Mamelodi, some of us, we are learning from them to say they're taking care of old people. And this is what you see even in scripture, what tithe does. I mean, part of what tithe will do is that it will deal with the greediness of a person.
Mm.
I mean, when I tithe, I know now I don't have to depend on my salary. I'm depending on God.
Yeah.
Now, the issues of faith will always have a challenge where if they are always debated. Because Muruti doesn't believe in tithing, he believes in 100%.
Mm.
And for sure, he can show me from, you know, scripture. I will always have a scripture for some, from scripture, the blessings that are attached to him not believing in tithe. And me believing in tithe, I can always show you scriptures that are working for me in believing in tithe.
Mm-hmm.
For an example, when I tithe, I learn contentment and gratitude. I don't want to mention other religions, but there's a religion I know. They don't believe in 10%. They believe in 25%. Meaning in everything that they have, they will give 25%. And in this religion, they don't go around doing crusades. But you see more people going there because they believe in 25%. Meaning they are dealing with the issue of greediness by giving their 25%. Now, in Christianity, we believe in tithing because it's going to deal with our greediness. It's going to deal with me having to love money. Paul says the love of money is the root of all evil. Not having money is evil, but, you know, the love of it. So when I do not tithe, chances are I'm eating the whole 100%. So it then, you know, creates an issue when it comes to whether to tithe or not to tithe. Because I believe in tithe, I will tithe because the blessing there, according to scripture, is that God will pour me out as a blessing. And because I believe in it, I'm seeing God doing that every day. I mean, when I tithed, I saw God. Someone did not tithe. They believe in the principle of working hard for them to have something. The Bible says work smart. So in me tithing, I am seeing God. I'm seeing what God is doing in Mamelodi through the tithes of saints. I'm seeing God taking care of, you know, orphans. I'm seeing God taking care of, you know, people who cannot do it for themselves. There is a family that is being taken care of now as we speak, whom are being taken off by the tithe of the church. When people are tithing, we take the tithe, we then take care of those people because we believe tithe has to work for the people of God. I'm not a Levite. But I do believe that tithe is going to take care of people. So I'm just mentioning these things, lest they think we are fighting. We are not fighting, no. But we're just mentioning to say, you know, according to scripture, yeah, that is what we have to, you know, move on. So I believe that one of the principles of dealing with greed is by giving my tithe to God.
Yeah.
And I take it obviously from the scripture of Abraham. It's mentioned in scripture, and I believe my doctrine comes from there as well. To say, Abraham did it, his son did it. Probably he was taught by the father that you need to do it. So the law first mentioned says the first time tithe is mentioned is when Abraham was giving. And now from there we see now the whole law being attached to that. And there's a reason why God had to attach the law to that. And because we want to check whether when you die, without tithing, you will go to heaven or not. Now, that one, I will leave it to God. Because I know pastors who preached, and we are really not sure whether they're in heaven or not. Paul says, I do not want to find myself disqualified after I've done this.
Yeah.
And so, for me, my conviction is I'm going to tithe. Because I don't want to be disqualified at the end for not tithing, doing everything right except tithing. So, I want to do everything right without tithing. I will mention this. Killing, it's still a sin and it's still wrong before God.
Yeah.
So, when the law came, people were killing each other before the law. So, the law came so that people could actually have a proper lifestyle. So, if I were to kill you today, you can't say grace has covered me. There are consequences to it.
Yeah.
Whether I will go to heaven or not, that will put it on God. So, I'm simply saying, because of a conviction, follow your conviction, continue tithing, continue giving God his tenth, continue giving generously. Maybe you can give 80% after you've given your tithe.
Okay, maybe leko gae kwa re ka ba fa maybe few minutes ukuthi nabo baphawule ngale ndaba. Oh mhlambe usantsana uri mo lififinga uka understand ukuthi kahlehle abafundisi mabayichaza le ndaba yetithi bathi sithithi o singathithi yini and izwi likaNkulunkulu lithini njengoba nosisimona ebekacela ukuthi asifundene nama scriptures ukuthi a supporter whatever leyo umfundisi ayishoyo. Okay, omunye uthi la greetings sisibahle baruti le family ya Radio Pulpit uthi new revelation now tithe sounds like we are bribing God. However, I agree that we must give cheerfully. We must not only give a tenth, but give more. Kushukuthi udumelana lo wena Muruti.
Yeah.
Udumelana lo wena ne?
Yeah. Good Marco Pedro re bale Bible mo humo.
Yes.
Ke kopa bala.
To support your
Re nga kopa Muruti le ho diang palle Malachi 3 verse 6.
Okay.
Because I badiwi babala 10 always. Mara Malachi 3 verse 6 abaiba.
Okay.
Eh.
Eh are you tle Muruti le godi?
Mbulela yo.
Since I grade.
Eh.
Yeah.
3 verse 6.
Malachi 3 verse 6.
If unombuza lapho ekhaya thumela nge WhatsApp ku 0826572729. No
matter
to me, like we
voice note.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's powerful. Therefore, I am the Lord, I do not change. Therefore, you are not consumed, O sons of Jacob.
Yeah. Very specific.
You see. He doesn't change. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm stuck there.
Ye sons of Jacob.
Yeah.
Very specific.
Yes.
I'm telling you, Mrudi. Because it's scriptural.
Yes.
Araka.
Yeah.
My reference ne ile ya nda ka na gortsa mo aha araka. No, mudimo burtse noa. Gortsa mo aha araka. Na nga se age araka.
Yes.
In Matthew chapter 23 verse 23. Jesus Christ is not addressing Christians. Ha ba botsa ka dithaetse. O addressa ma Juda. Remember Jesus Christ said that I did not come except for the lost sheep of Israel. Then comes Paul. Paul sent to the Gentiles. Very specific.
Yes.
Now, if Paul are imitate me as I imitate Christ, and if ena Paul as a tither, then imitate amangri, because the request here is that I, Paul, imitate me as I imitate Christ. Christ never tithed, Paul never tithed, imitate amang. And here is a scripture very clear. Ye sons of Jacob.
Mr. Ditupa, ke bona o bisa. Yeah, o ka roba tlokena mogo.
I think one of the principles of hermeneutics ke taba ya context. Whenever we read the Bible, we must by virtue of that principle try to understand gore ge modimo a bolela ona a bolela le bomang ka lebaka le lefe, and then the environment within which the message was spoken. So I think once we consider tabaya context, it helps us a lot in terms of how we should and must interpret the Bible. And I want to make it clear, Jorge, in the Bible, there isn't any expressed, positive correlation between go tithe le what will happen once motho a tlhokofetse. The Bible is quite clear, John chapter 3, verse 16, whoever believes will not perish, will have eternal life. So I think Baruti, in their attempt to persuade Bazalwane to tithe, they try to rake in everything, gore either ba tshosetse Bazalwane or to lend weight to the applicability of tithe in the new covenant. And maybe just to read Hebrews chapter 7.
Re lebeleng le nako ne baruti.
Oh yeah.
Hebrews
7.
Just a sec.
Re saletse ke 4 minutes.
Okay, Hebrews chapter 8 verse 13. But for the purpose of context, Bayana Batabala, the whole of chapter 8, when God speaks of a new covenant, ibile ibia new in brackets, it means he has made the first one obsolete. It is now out of date and will soon disappear. That system has not worked, hence God introduced a new system in which acquisition of blessings is not necessarily based on whether or not you bless, or you tithe. God blesses you because it pleases God our Father to bless us as his children.
Wow.
Amen.
Okay, kiko barutle le voice note to A before utlokena Brother John.
Okay.
Sisibahle linjani?
Siyaphila mama.
Siyabonga silalele sibili seZimbabwe eGwanda.
Wow.
Ngiyizwa indaba yetithe. Ah. Mina ngibone ngani ukuzisa kwabantu kuyahlukana. Kodwa mina ngokwami I have seen the works of itithe ukuthi nxa nginikele itithe yami. Actually give me itithe kimi ifana lokuthi ikhomba nento engayenza phakathi kwami loNkulunkulu ukuthi I'll give this much from whatever that I get, we salary yami ngibe kuyini. So mina ngakunandlelayo ukuthi nxa ngingazange nginike leyo tithe, inyanga imphelela nzima, ngiyabe into zami zingasabalansi zonke in all the stuff. Maybe it's because I have believed ukuthi vele the moment I give, uNkulunkulu will also play his part. So I realize ukuthi the moment inyanga ngingazange ngitithe, inyanga yangikhona ngiqeda nzima, le mali zangikhona ngiyabe ngasaziboni vele ukuthi even ukuthi ngigade ngechurch ngingasakwanisi kwesinye isikhathi. So I believed ukuthi konkonana itithe kumele ngiyinikele. And then maybe sile nkinga ngabafundisi ukuthi konkonana, like they are saying ukuthi konkonana itithe was supposed to be given so that it takes care of the orphans. I don't think ukuthi that is exactly what is happening with the modern churches. I don't think ukuthi izimali ezane ezikhitshwayo ezamatithe ziyahanjiswa ezintandaneni. If ever zihanjiswa, then it's good. But I believe it was in Daovele. Those are the monies that are used by the pastors. I stand to be corrected. Nxangi wrong kona la. Ngiyabonga sister.
Wow. Okay, ngicela ukufunda lawa masinya, ma comments. Hi Bahle, pastor is 100% right that people tithe out of fear. I think we forced people to contribute more than they can afford, as 2 Corinthians 9 verse 7 indicates, which God wants a cheerful giver. tithe was not meant for pastors, but so that they may have food in the house of the Lord and not pastor's house. Sure. Okay, omunye lana uthi good day ausibahle uthi wow, powerful discussion. I love Pastor Lekgodi's faith and believe in tithe. I'm really humbled by his wisdom and spirituality in the law ya karolo ya lesome. I message ibuya kubani kokagiso omunye uthi la if I may ask, please give us scriptures where Paul and Christ or any of the apostles cancelled tithing. So if we need to cancel tithing, then what cancel the all other books and we start our Bible from the book of Acts? Sure. Evening, Bahle, kindly explain Malachi 3 verse 8. Wait in a minute. This topic refers to Brother John, I konahal. Okay, next week ki Easter.
Yeah.
So re tlaetsa God that other week. Yes. Cause lena ko ya rona mo iribetile. Okay, last message, whenever before I read the Bible, my prayer is, Lord, please give me wisdom, understanding, knowledge, and revelation. Today, I know the importance of the grace of understanding regarding the reading of the word. Okay, har arai kwa alane, and then retlanka the comment is barely explain Malachi 3 verse 8. So retlabo on that other week. In closing, irike fawena. Brother John, in 1 second.
No, thank you so much. I really appreciate us, Bahle. I think we also need to be extremely careful as we are going to study these scriptures, not to project Christianity as a new type of a gospel. We still need to believe that Christ in the Old Testament is still the same in the New Testament. Thank you.
Thank you. So, Baruti, ke a leboga Pastor Patrick, Pastor Lekgodi, Master Ditupa, Brother John.
Thank you.
Uyangena ke manje u Pastor Ray Lekgodi uzoqhubeka nawe njengoba seka shayile u 5 o'clock.
Amen.
Sina sizohlangana futhi. Akere wena, not wena Pastor Lekgodi. Omo hi. Yeah. Bless you.
Thank
you. Asihlangane futhi next week Sunday.
From your ear to your heart to your mouth to your feet. Join this life on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Pray, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
When the drive gets long, we are there. Listen live to Radio Pulpit on radiopulpit.co.za, DSTV 882, and OpenView 607. Also follow us on our social media, download our app, and listen to our podcasts wherever you are. Radio Pulpit, still your daily companion.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.